Are you a business owner or entrepreneur looking to take your business skills to the next level? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Enterprise Now Show. Prepare to be inspired, motivated, and transformed. And now, your host, LZ Flinnard.
Can I get a, oh yeah. What's up, Enterprisers? Welcome to the Enterprise Now Podcast, where we educate, motivate, inspire, and transform business owners and entrepreneurs into success. That is what we do. We help folks launch, grow, and maximize. Mark Boske has 20 years experience in event, entertainment, and corporate security. Mark has had a passion for working with canines since he was a child. He is also the founder and CEO of K9 X Factor. K9 X Factor is a service provider that shines a positive light on protection service dogs being used in the security sector. Let's dig in right after this quick message.
Seems everyone is podcasting these days, but if you want to do it right and stand out from the crowd, you need to contact Enterprise Now. Enow Podcast Solutions is second to none in providing best-in-class customer service and delivering top-quality podcast production. Podcast editing can be time-consuming and tedious. You're a podcaster. That's what you do best. Let us do the dirty work for you. Besides, it's what we do best. Then all you have to do is your awesome show. We can help with basic editing, mixing, promotion, delivery, tagging, and pro editing. Whatever you need, we can do it for you. Check us out and see all the ways we can make your podcast sound amazing and professional. Visit enterprise-now.biz/production.
All right, Mark. Can I get a oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Nice. So first of all, let me thank you for being with us this morning. I know it's bright early in California, so I appreciate you waking up early and taking the time out to share your knowledge and experience with the Enterprisers.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
The second question I like to ask right off the bat is for you to tell us about yourself. Now, when I say that, feel free to go all the way back to the day you were born, or you can start more current day. Tell us about yourself.
I graduated about 20 years ago from college, and then I was in finance for about 7 years in corporate sales and finance. And from there, but I always had an inner passion of law enforcement, of just trying to look out for the other person. And I went to the academy, and from there, I decided the police was probably not the best route for me to go. So then I started my own security firm with a couple of business partners, and we had a company. We did our normal from just your basic corporate office to all the way to executive protection. And in the last, I'd say, 5 years, I've been more on the executive protection, corporate security. But deep in that side of me, there was always a passion working with canines. And I volunteered for guide dogs, canines for companions, etc. I always had this inner belief that dogs were not utilized as best they could be. And from there, I just thought, you know, we need to do something to correct what's going on right now. I mean, there's a lot of issues with police shooting too quickly. There's a lot of this. Dogs could play a pivotal part in rectifying a lot of loss of life on, let's say, with active shooter situations or just with your everyday occurrence. So that's where I kind of started this company about 2 years ago. It's been a long road. There's trials and tribulations like anything else, but it's something that there's an inner passion in me that just motivates me to keep going.
Got it. Now, did you say you did executive protection?
Yes, and then we still do. Yes.
What is that?
We basically protect. We can go through your corporate CEOs all the way down from celebrities to whatever. It's basically personal protection for them.
Got it. Now I'm gonna backtrack just a tad bit and learn a little bit more about you. What's your favorite thing to do?
love going on hikes, love going for a good run, love taking my dog with me, love going to the cabin. I have we have a cabin a couple hours away from my residence, and I just love going up there and going in nature. So I guess I'm kind of a hike nature type of guy, more or less.
Got it. Now, if you had to identify one thing, what would you say your superpower is?
Probably the ability to read people. And what I mean by that is, if there's a situation, I can sort of know how to deal with a person right off the bat in a positive or a negative way.
I'm assuming being in law enforcement or protection, that's a really good superpower to have, because you're interacting with people all the time.
I mean, it's almost like you have a sixth sense, and I feel like I have a sixth sense, and I would say 90% I'm right. I mean, there is probably 10% part of me that I make the call, you know, I blow it. But overall, it's definitely a good sense to have.
Now, this might be a touchy subject to some, but I think, number one, since you mentioned it, and since it is something that I think we need to talk about as a country and as a culture, talk about police shootings. Talk about, you mentioned before, how you thought that there were some areas or things that we need to change about that. Speak on that a little bit.
Well, basically the police as an academy recruit, you're always taught the force of continuum, what it's called. And basically it starts off as, if there is a person who wants that, you're talking at a basic level, just, hey, trying to figure out what they're doing. And if it could be just a person that is maybe going to do some ill will to someone. Then you go up to your, you might have to take out your pepper spray. You might have to take out your baton. What I see in this day and age, though, is they're not really going through the levels. They're just going from talking to pulling the gun. And I think right then and there, there's got to be either the academy's got to change or something in that matter where they just have to follow. If you follow that guideline, you are not going to, 80% to 90% of these unlawful shootings are going to stop. What happens is, some of the police officers might feel intimidated. They might feel like they're going to lose their life, so they pull their weapon, and it creates a whole. I just see it them not really talking down a situation as much as they can, and you're leading into another thing. That's where I think the dog can be a. I'm not saying every officer should have a canine. That's crazy, but I think dogs should be definitely more on the force than they are. And by that meaning is, if you have a dog with you, 80% of my situations, if I have a dog with me, no one's going to question it. You basically are controlling the situation, and no one's really going to get hurt, because usually the dog has an 80% deterrent factor right off the bat, just by the mere presence of the canine.
You mentioned before how you started your business about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and that it's been a ride.
Yeah.
How do you overcome those challenges?
You have to look at, if you're doing something every day and you're making an improvement, just a little bit of improvement, maybe you email 10 possible prospects or do something that keeps you onto that next. You got to have little wins each day, and you're gonna have a lot of losses. But if you have a little win each day, it keeps you motivated to go to the next step.
It's funny that you say that. I was, and I'm not just saying that because you're on the call, but literally yesterday I was telling myself that I need to get some wins. I need to get those little wins throughout the day. That at the end of the day, you're like, okay, today was rough, but I did get this little win, and you hold on to that little win, and you're like, okay, if I can get a little win every day, then those add up. So it's really powerful.
Exactly. I mean, it's the truth, though, because a lot of times, if you look at your end of the month, you're going, what did I have? What did I do? But if you kind of grade yourself each day, you did something to create the opening, I think that's the key.
Yeah. And I think especially when you're dealing with entrepreneurs, the creative type,
it's super important to count those, even the small wins, because even just a tiny glimmer of hope could be the difference from an entrepreneur continuing or calling it quits. So,
absolutely, absolutely. And it's funny when you're doing something new or an entrepreneur, you go, well, I could always go back. Well, the problem is if you think you're going to go back, then you really shouldn't even be in the business in the first place.
Yep, exactly. So, kind of keying off of that, what are your keys to success?
I would say my ability to, you know, go that extra hour if you have to, you know, just persevere. I mean, it's all about discipline. What I've learned for the last 2 years, it's about discipline and perseverance. And I think those are the two traits. I mean, you got to be a dreamer, because if you're not a dreamer, you're never going to do the project anyways, but you got to have those other two traits to keep the success alive. And you got to look at, are you making a difference? And if you can tell yourself you're making a difference, I think that's the key to life. I mean, if you feel like you're stale and doing what your everyday normal, going to work 8 to 5, and you feel like you're just grinding it out, is that really life? I mean, to me, it's not. And I've been in those positions, so I know that. But I look at it like you got to do something that creates a little bit of yourself. You know?
Now, talk about discipline a little bit. What's your perspective on discipline? And if I'm an entrepreneur out there and I like discipline, how can I get some more of it? They don't bottle it up and sell it at Walmart.
Well, God, it's so true. It's so true. You got to do those inspirational videos, read the self, you know, help books. Those all help to get you, you know. I think if there's a one, I can't think of her name, but, you know, she says, hey, in the morning, I go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I'm a NASA rocket. And I forget her name, but anyways. You know, that kind of instills in you, hey, if you get up in the morning, you're already starting your day off at 5 or 6 in the morning. You got good 16 hours to figure out what you need to do. So going back to discipline is, in that 6 to 7, you know, I'll go for my run or go to the gym. And from 7, I'll do emails. And from, you got to have a plan. I would say write down your plan each day. Not that I swear on my first 6 months doing this business, I should have done that. But I'm kind of learning as I go. But you should put a plan out either the night before or the day or the morning of. But you should have a plan each day so you're doing some executing of your projects.
I wrote down how do I get more discipline. I really, really wish that I could bottle it up and sell it, because I would be a gazillionaire.
You would be. Because, I mean, you know, there are absolute days you're going, God, what am I thinking? You know, and then other days you're like, God, this is the best thing possible. So, but if you don't have that inner discipline to keep going, you're never going to do it.
So if you could meet anyone in the world, who would it be and what would you say to them?
I would probably say it has to be Joe Biden, even though he's maybe he'll run for presidency. I don't know. He just seems to me a genuine politician, as much as a politician can be genuine. He sort of has that working class way of dealing with people. And from what we have currently, I think he's just a refreshing person. And he's been through hard times. And I think anybody in life, you got to go through hard times to know who you really, 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 really are. And I think, you know, in one instance, he lost his first wife and a child, and then he lost his couple sons later on in life. And I mean, that will throw you off your game. And he just kept persevering, being a senator and, you know, vice president. He just kept going. And he just comes across so real. And I think I like about him is that he knows how to talk to liberals and conservatives, rather than, hey, I'm a liberal, you can't talk to me, I'm a conservative, you can't talk to me. I mean, we're never going to get anything done if we are like that. So I just, his approach is kind of a, hey, let's have a beer and let's just talk. And I think we need that in this day and age. So I guess my first question is to Joe Biden would be, what keeps you going? Like, going back to our discipline thing, to him is, I'm just impressed I'm just so impressed with his perseverance that he can just keep dealing with little battles and big battles, and he just keeps saying, hey, I got a life to leave, and I'm gonna put my then mark on it.
So we've learned a lot about you, things, your favorite thing to do, how you overcome challenges. You gave us a couple of your keys to success. Tell us about your business. What do you do?
I have a canine business, and we deal with security with canines at hospitals, schools, and corporations. Rather than using your typical armed or unarmed guards, we can even give you an added layer with a canine. And in numerous studies, our canines have actually curtailed 80 to 90% of all security issues before they even start. And going back to our use of force, the dog is perfect because it can go from a communicator just by barking all the way to a deadly threat if then need be. But in reality, is what I can say is, hey, I can recall a dog, I can't recall a bullet. And I think that is something that we all should be concerned about in the day and age that we then live in.
If you had to give the enterprisers an actionable tip to improve their businesses today, what would that be?
Have the little wins. Write down one thing that you need, that you have to accomplish each day. Something. It could be little, it could be a lot. But at least you got to have one thing, whatever your business may be. Hey, I need to make 10 calls. I need to do 10 emails. I need whatever that may be, do it. Rather than saying you're going to do it, just do it. It's not as bad as it seems when you're going through it. And as long as you have that perseverance, you're going to make it through.
Well, so as we wrap things up, Mark, any parting thoughts that you want to share with the enterprisers?
I would just, you know, if you have a passion for the company that you're starting, follow through from the first day to the end. Hey, you might not, you know, at the end of the day, it might not be exactly what you then thought it was, but one thing could lead to another, and you might, if maybe that business that you're doing is not working correctly, you might get into something else. But you're actually instilling tools for success, even if you have failures.
Now, if folks want to reach out to you, learn even more about what you do, or just say hi, how can they do that?
You can either get me on LinkedIn, Facebook, caninexfactor.com, or you can actually go on my website, caninexfactor.com, and email me, and I'll email you back. Or you can call me at my local number, and that's on my website also.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you very, very much.
Enterprisers, if you got value from that awesome conversation, let the world know by subscribing and leaving a review on your favorite podcast app. That helps us know that we're bringing you golden nugget filled conversations with the most inspirational business owners. Reach out to me directly at eflenard@enterprise-now.biz with any feedback or questions. If you want to learn more about how to leverage podcasting to launch, grow, or maximize your business, reach out, touch base, let's talk. All right, talk with you guys next week.